Firearms, or looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Into the show, second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, July 15th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a couple of people that texted me, phone number 269-964-4044. Just text me phone number and I'll text you that back. For some reason, you're not able to go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, listen to the interviews with Missy, number 2 and 4 for weight loss, number 7 and 8 for wellness scan. Then you go down, create a profile, and schedule an appointment online. So if not able to do that, no problem. Text me phone number, and I'll give you 269-964-4044. The RNC convention starts later tonight. Everything is going on as scheduled. Kind of an interesting text message meme I got. Donald Trump on a golf cart Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. The guy gets shot in the ear on Saturday night, and he's on a golf cart Sunday morning. Again, if you look at the headshot, if you haven't gotten it yet, text me shot. I'll send you the pictures. Donald Trump was looking at the crowd, reading his teleprompter, and basically turned his head to match his words on the teleprompter with what was on the Jumbotron over his right shoulder. It was at that exact moment the shooter squeezed the trigger. Now, folks, in preparing for the fun shoot that's coming up on July 27th, again, not this Saturday, but a week from this Saturday, I can't believe it's coming this quickly. This morning, I was putting together the ammunition for the .22 long rifle that's going to be used for the U.S. Senate vote shoot. Registered voters, adults, are going to ask to go to the range. I'm going to have the targets lined up of the 4 Republican U.S. Senate candidates, Rogers, Pensler, Amash, and O'Donnell. You'll be handed the rifle. Make sure you know how to shoot. They'll go over some firearm safety with you. They'll show you how to sight it in. Because you're going to be very close. You're only going to be about 25, 30 yards away. You'll shoot the target for the person you plan to vote for. We're going to take pictures before the shooting, the voting starts taking place. At the end, we're going to take photographs of the targets. We'll see how close we come to basically matching up the numbers up here in northern Michigan. The Patriots that come to the fun shoot, pig roast, U.S. Senate vote shoot, see how close we come to the actual numbers when the voting is counted. But basically, you have to understand that on the ammunition for the .22 long rifle, and this is a very small cartridge, there's no kick to the rifle. When you squeeze the trigger, the shot goes off, you're not going to have any kick at all. It's a .22. That's it. Well, the interesting thing that I thought was interesting was the range of the shot that this guy was using, allegedly an AR-15 style rifle. I'm not sure which caliber, maybe a .223. Little bit larger round than a .22 that we're going to be shooting the targets with, but a much longer cartridge with more gunpowder. So basically, at 150 yards is what the shot was. How many feet per yard? 3. This is 450 feet. If the math is correct, 150 yards times 3 feet per yard, 450 feet. That's how long the shot was. The cartridges on the 22 brick that I took to the front door that we are going to be bringing to the gun range for Saturday, July 27th, Fun Shoot Pig Roast, U.S. Senate shoot vote. The cartridges on the box travel at 1,256 feet per second. These little 22 cartridges, what are they, barely a half inch, three quarters of an inch long of the gunpowder in the cartridges? They travel at 1,256 feet per second. This guy's shot was 450 feet. His cartridges have a lot more gunpowder than these small little 22 cartridges. I think, what is the feet per second on a .223? Let me do this right now while we're on the show. Let's see what the smartphone comes up with. What is the feet per second of a .223 cartridge?
It's the barrel of a gun. It flies at more than 3,200 feet per second and is still going 1,660 feet per second after traveling 500 yards. The
500 yards, it's still going faster than the 22. But when it leaves the barrel, 3,200 feet per second. Are you kidding me? 3,200 feet per second divided by 450 feet, which was the shot. Right? Am I doing the math right on that? 3,200 feet per second. It only went 450 feet. Folks, you have to understand, this was a turn of a head. From the time the guy squeezed the trigger to the time Donald Trump turned his head, and I've got the photograph, before the shot and during the shot, his head facing the crowd, then looking at the jumbotron. That's how quickly Donald Trump turned his head to look at the jumbotron. .14 of a second. Not even 15% of a second. That's how quickly he turned his head to look at that jumbotron. Because again, he was matching the words from his teleprompter, which he was slightly turned already, to look at the right teleprompter. You can see it in the photograph. He's looking at the right teleprompter. When you use a teleprompter, like I said, I've only used one once in my entire life, speaking at a big event. The microphone is dead center, looking dead on at the center point of the crowd. You have a teleprompter on your left, and you have a teleprompter on the right. That's a natural speaking motion that you do when you're public speaking. You talk to people straight ahead. You turn your head a little to the left, a little to the right. That's where the teleprompters are. He was looking at the right teleprompter. But the jumbotron was a little more of a turn over his right shoulder. .14 0.14 of a second from the time the guy squeezed the trigger, did that 2T3 round go zipping by his ear because he turned to look at the Jumbotron. Had he not, based on the CSI type forensic photograph that everybody sent me this morning, it would have taken out roughly about 25% of his brain on the back right side of his skull. 25% of his brain. A 223 is a very small caliber bullet. The actual bullet that gets propelled out of the rifle. At that speed, 3,200 feet per second, it would have gone right through his head. Small caliber would have gone right through his skull. No problem at all. He would have been killed. You're not going to have 25% of your brain blown off or shot through without it immediately causing brain hemorrhaging. He would have bled out and died. Before they got him to the hospital to be able to do brain surgery, he would have died. And this head of the Secret Service told the sharpshooter to stand down. Do not engage. The guy had him in his sights for 3 minutes, 180 seconds. He had this guy in his sights and could have taken him out before the shots were fired. Well, you just heard during the bottom of the hour news, Kid Rock has put together a GoFundMe type of website. They had $1 million goal. They're over $2.3 million to take care of this guy's family and the other people who are wounded. The one dad grabbed his wife and his daughter, threw them on the ground, and laid over top of them to protect them, was wounded. Misty's boyfriend, Rusty, had a contractor friend that was the one that was actually the guy who got shot and died. Rusty had a meeting with him on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, for a project, construction project he's working on in Jackson, Michigan. Unbelievable. Congress, the Republicans, better act quickly. Called the head of the Secret Service in for immediate answers. Now, of course, Merrick Garland, the head of the Department of Justice Attorney General, he's not going to press charges against her until an investigation is fully conducted. Probably after November 5th general election. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I got a couple of text messages. I've got verification through the radio station's email. The judge just ruled that the documents case against Donald Trump, you know, the one where the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago 6 o'clock in the morning, they took all these documents out of Mar-a-Lago. The case has been dropped. The judge just threw it out. It's over. Now, the thing of it is, you have to understand, this is a process. This is a process that we know that these criminal cases, these charges against Donald Trump, are not working. Why do you think they tried to kill him on Saturday night? Maybe they knew that this judge was going to dismiss this case. They knew the RNC convention starts today in Milwaukee. So let's plan this on Saturday night in Pennsylvania, having some 20-year-old kid with no social media pages, basically living a non-existent life. Let's get him to do it. Was he on drugs of some kind? I have no idea. He's dead. Are they going to do a toxicology study on his blood? Doubt it. They're going to do an autopsy? Probably not. Obvious cause of death, gunshot to the head. The other component to this is interesting because they already know that the case, the conviction they got in New York City, it's going to fail on appeal. It's not going to go forward. It's going to be tossed out on appeal. Every single case they've got against Donald Trump, they're going to lose. So let's kill him on Saturday night. You know the one thing you have to understand? Process and timing. What do I say on the show all the time? The process. You've got to look at the process. You have got to look at the timing of all this. Now, if there's any way, shape, or form that Congress investigates this director of the Secret Service and they threaten her with charges and she cops a plea deal for immunity or a reduced sentence and drops the dime that it was the DNC and or Biden that told her of the plan that it was going to happen to stand down to make sure that the shooter, if discovered, is not taken out. This will destroy the Democrat Party. This will destroy Biden's efforts. This may actually trigger him not being the nominee at their convention in August next month. This isn't conspiracy theory anymore, people. This is real life. Contact Congressman Jack Bergman's office. Tell him to demand an interrogation of the head of the Secret Service. To demand a congressional hearing. Get that person under oath in front of the Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives, which Bergman is part of, and demand immediate answers from her. Request it. Now, if she retains an attorney and pleads the fifth, what does that tell you? She doesn't want to answer the questions. Subpoena her to Congress immediately. Get her in front of the House Intelligence Committee, Homeland Security Committee. Find out exactly what they knew, when they knew about it, and why did she give instructions to Jonathan Willis not to engage the shooter? This is something, people, that we must demand of our congressman. Your congressman. If you're listening downstate, Barb and Dave Agema, get a hold of Huizenga immediately. Find out who your congressman is and call their office. This has got to happen today, folks. We must demand this. This is a call to action. For those of you that have texted me shot, I've sent you the forensic type of photograph and drawing along with the text message. Text me shot. I will get it to you. That's it for this hour number two. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't